from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We have the absolute pleasure today of in having with us in the studio someone who's an absolute powerhouse. She's a B-girl, she's a choreographer, she's a DJ, she's just everything extraordinaire. And in 2024, she can also add Olympian to her CV. Courtney Paul is with us today. Welcome to the Drive with Rob and Roz.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
thanks for coming in. It's just, I don't even know where to start. You do so much.
Yeah. Why? I mean, I try. If I'm honest, I think I've just tried it. I feel like one life is very short, right? So I'm not somebody that likes to sit down and feel like I'm wasting away.
Yeah.
Even if I fail, I don't care. I must try. So that's the one element.
Yeah.
The other is just I'm forward.
Fair enough.
Love that.
That's the right way to
love
be.
That.
Let's just run you through the highlights here quickly, okay? Mm. Courtney is here because she's going to the Olympics next year, which is cool.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that.
Hopefully, we need to qualify.
We'll you'll get there.
We've seen you, right? We've seen you.
She also is award nominated as the best hip hop DJ in the country. She's got singles out. She choreographs tours and performances for other people. She runs a business. She DJs. She dances and has a TV show. Like, do you ever get any downtime?
Well, I mean, it took me 55 minutes to get here today,
Fair enough.
I suppose that was a nice and
the
down,
traffic
very
will be the
down.
Downtime. What came first?
What came first? I'm from a very small community in Durban, very little to do there. What came first was soccer, gymnastics, anything I could play outside barefoot. Dancing came, I would say, at 11 or 12.
Yeah.
At a church dance group by mistake, you know. Really wasn't part of the plan. DJing then came into the fold. I think I just moved to Joburg around 21, 22.
Was there like a seminal B-girl moment? Did you see something on TV and you were like, that?
No,
I want to spin
think,
on top
I think
of my
it was
head.
It was more a B-boy thing,
yeah.
Right?
Really?
My thing is always like, why do the guys get the cool stuff? You know, I think when I go back, it was the Missy Elliott era and, you know, all those really cool music videos. And I always just saw the boys doing the backflips and then the girls come on with the hot shots. I'm like, why? Like, why? And there was just something in me that was like, I'm sure I can do that thing. So I proceeded to, you know, kick photo frames off the wall for the next couple of years at home until, you know, people were like, hey, that girl does those tricky things, you know. But again, I had no idea what it actually was.
And obviously, at the beginning, you never thought that you would be part of a sport that as of next year is going to be an Olympic sport. Breaking is from 2024, an Olympic sport. How physical is this on the body? We've seen
Jeez.
All of the videos of people spinning on their heads and stuff. But I mean, it obviously takes a lot of training in other forms of sport, like gymnastics and weights and just doing all of that stuff. So how much time do you have to spend to condition yourself to get to the Olympics? Because we know you're going to get there.
Honestly, touch wood, touch whatever we have here. Honestly, I think it's probably one of the most intense things you can possibly do. You know, besides the fact that I'm not so young anymore, you know, when I initially started, there were very few platforms. And I stopped because I was like, what am I actually doing this for? Where do I take this thing? Fast forward a couple of years, Olympics, and now you go, oh my gosh. And then thanks to lockdown, let me start training again, you know? So no, I never expected it, to be honest. And when people ask me, what does training look like? For me, it's 3 to 4 hours a day. And that's just strictly dancing. Oh,
yeah, I mean,
and then there's more, you know.
That's a serious time commitment. But
yeah,
I suppose
more.
If you want to be Olympic level, it's something that uses your body. Who you were saying hopefully you qualify. Who's judging you in South Africa? Like, where do you have to go somewhere to qualify? I can't imagine we have too many people sitting around going, I'm qualified to judge breakdancing for the Olympics.
Or like someone sitting going, I'm going to judge Courtney Paul. And you're like, oh, that head spin was not it, man.
Minus three points. Well, besides my family that judge me every day, I think there is something called the WDSF, which is like the federation and the road to the Olympics, essentially, that holds breaking, you know? So they have been certifying judges, and we have 3 certified judges. Judges in the country, one who actually lives in the UK, so I suppose he doesn't really count. But 2 is not a very big number, especially as an athlete. And I go, hey, judge, what are you judging me on? And there's only 2 people I can go and speak to about that, you know. But yeah, we got to go to Morocco, 11th and 12th of May, if I'm not mistaken. And it's an African continental, so there should be a solid lineup of 5 to 8 judges from around the world.
Does it kind of work like gymnastics does, as in certain parts of the routine have certain difficulty ratings, and if you do it double head spin, it's worth 1 point, and
exactly.
a triple head spin,
ooh,
is worth 1 point,
like
2 points.
Your research.
No, I mean, I'm just so fascinated because there's a bunch of cool sports going to the Olympics for the first time in Paris, and skateboarding is in there, and climbing is in there, and breaking is in there too.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, man, and I think that's the thing that throws people off the most is like, how does the dance get judged as a sport? And I think what makes it so different is the music element, right? So gymnastics, and again, I used to be a gymnast. I speak from experience. I'm not knocking the sport in any way. Don't want gymnasts beating me up outside the studio. Like, you come there with a set routine. Your music is on your stick or whatever the case is. You know the apparatus you're using and you know every point that you need to hit. Breaking is not like that at all. Yes, I'm going to prepare, and yes, there has to be multiple layers of difficulty. And if Rob does one thing, I've got to do the same thing better. However, there's a very big element that sets this thing apart, and it's the music. The DJ plays what he wants, and you have to connect to that in that moment. It's also a conversation. So it's not just me doing what I want. It's a one-on-one. I have to be able to reply. I have to be able to be in that moment, irrespective of what I've rehearsed.
Courtney, what's the community of breaking like in South Africa with the guys and the ladies that do it as well? Mm. What's that kind of sense of that? Are you all very competitive, or is there like a little bit of Ubuntu there where everyone's like, hey?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of both. You know, like I say, when I started, I was initially met with a lot of pushback just because there were very few females. And I think when you are female in the space, you almost want to control your space, because again, hip hop wasn't essentially made with females in mind, you know. And I think especially with guys, they love a female involved, but the moment that female becomes competitive, she's a problem. You know. So yes, there's definitely, you know, Ubuntu. We're a team, especially in Cape Town. You see that community culture, but Johannesburg, I think, is more, you know, more industry breakers. Yes, there's community, but I think there's a lot more competition and people who see this as a job.
Nice. Courtney Paul is our guest this afternoon. She's hanging out with us until 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to dig into this whole world and find out about becoming an Olympian. Just being able to go home with that 5 rings tattoo that you've earned is a really, I'm sorry, I would be getting that tattoo on my forehead if I ever went one
I actually day. Already have it. That's why I'm wearing the beanie.
Just in preparation.
Courtney Paul is still in the studio with us. Have you ever done a beauty pageant?
What a joke. What pageant would that be? Like
Miss B-Girl
from the streets doing... No, I don't think I'd make it past the prelim. One, I don't have the height. Yeah, no. No.
Miss Hip Hop. Come on, we can make it a thing. You've been on...
It's actually not a bad idea.
It starts today.
Send your entries in, please. The number is...
The Miss Hip Hop pageant. I would watch that, though. It'd
that would
fun.
Actually be crazy.
The fashion would be amazing.
Let's do it. I think it'd be nuts.
Bit of breakdancing, bit of emceeing, and a bit of Joel. Courtney Paul is with us. She has done everything from one of the biggest DJ sets in the country during lockdown when everything was streaming and online.
Hey,
and you've done
Red
Bull dance competitions and TV shows and so on. And then one line in this bio stuck out for me. She choreographed a welcome for Richard Branson.
I did, actually.
How do you know your choreography is expensive enough for a billionaire?
Well, let's just say I took my normal rate and I just added like 6 zeros. I don't even think he blinked because it was in rands.
How does that happen for you, though?
Jeez, it was actually the launch. Sure, it was actually a good couple of years ago. It was the launch of a Virgin Active, if I'm not mistaken, and he actually came to it. So I think it was in Soweto or something like that. So it wasn't supposed to be anything like super special, but essentially we welcomed him in. As he got out the car, we made sure there was dancing, but not like traditional Zulu dancing or like Bansula dancers. It was honestly a vibe. And yeah, that was pretty much it.
Because you've choreographed for like so many people in this country, so many famous musicians and music videos and so on. Mm. How do you work? How does it work? I suppose, does someone come to you and go, hey, Courtney, I want you to choreograph my video?
Yeah.
Do they then tell you exactly what they want? Do they leave you alone? Do they be like, here's the song, sort yourself out?
I think it depends who, right? Because a lot of people actually don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. So, for example, next week I'm choreographing and actually performing for the first time in a very long time, Comics Choice Awards. So I'm doing the opening act.
We will be there.
Will you? Mm. So you can have a lach at me. Because literally, that is the entertainment for the night. But yeah, something like that, for example, they come with a theme, and I need to be as open to the interpretation as I can, but still make sure that I bring what it is I do through there, if you get me. So, because you could be a choreographer and I'm a choreographer, but what the difference is our difference in style.
Yeah.
So when I go back to where it all began for me, I think Again, I was still in Durban, very little things to do, and I just used to go knock on doors. I felt nothing to do that, which saw me choreograph things like an Akon concert, the opening for Lil Wayne, the opening for Fat Man Scoop, like all these crazy things while I was still in Durban. I had no business being on that stage. I definitely wasn't qualified. Yeah, I just asked. And it kind of just snowballed from there, you know, so it really just depends on who the client is.
So Courtney, with all of these things that you're doing, at the heart of it, you are a competitive dancer as well. We know this because you want to qualify for the Olympics next year. So how do you kind of decide, okay, today I'm only focusing on my training. I'm not going to think about the other job that I have that needs to be done in 2 weeks. Like, how do you kind of, I don't know, use the word juggle because I always hate it when people ask me that.
Yeah.
But how do you manage to kind of put all of the hats you wear, like take the one off and put the other one on?
Yeah, I think it's, if I'm honest, it's a very normal thing for me. I've been unemployed as long as I can remember, you know? So it's like always taking on a million things at once, and my brain works that way. If I've got 5 minutes to spare, something must be wrong. But ever since I kind of jumped back into this competitive space, I really have taken a step back from a lot of things. I'm not somebody who DJs every week. It's not something I'm interested in. I'm not interested in choreographing every week. Because I put a lot into the things that I do, even if I'm doing a set for something. It's really something I sit and think about, what journey am I taking an audience on? So I've taken a step back because this Olympic qualifier is really my sole focus at the moment. But the thing is, I still have to eat, you know? So yeah. I really have to find the time to make money because trying to be a competitive dancer doesn't make me any. In fact, I blow all my money on it, which is why I had to stop a couple years ago, you know, because I was like, I can't afford to do this, you know, and timing and life works in such a way where I'm in a better space, I suppose, and now I can dedicate more time to it.
This competitive dance that is going to be the Olympic Games, and you talked earlier about the qualifiers coming up and so on. Do you know who the competition is going to be? Because this is the first year it's at the Olympics. It's not like there's a previous champion.
Yeah.
But like, you must know around the world that like, these are probably the people that are going to make it.
Well, you see, before the Olympics, there's always been competitions. It might not be Olympic level, but it's more or less the same people that are competing, even at a grassroots level, at a local level from a Red Bull BC1. Once you win a Red Bull BC1 in your country, you get to go to a world final. So naturally, you get to rub shoulders with all the others who are great. From winning in your country, you go to a world final and you try to get through a last chance cypher, and then the world's top 16 end up in a whole other bracket. So you know these people, right?
That's what I was going to say. You know them. Who the competition 100%. Is.
And most of the time, especially now with it being added to the Olympics, people are popping out the woodworks like you cannot believe. I mean, China's just about got a facility where these kids literally go to school, they have training, they eat and sleep in the same facility. I was like, I can't even get somebody to like just ask me how my day was. These kids.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah. I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.